Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In this episode, James thinks his honeymoon phase at work is over.
Was James a male Karen? Decide for yourself.
Mardi Gras shoes are the best kind of shoes.
We got jokes.
And from the past, James's karaoke compilation with bonus singing.
We read a catastrophic story.
We talk about calling the popo.
Discuss car incidents.
Why does hot milk help you sleep? Really?
PSA about slippery ham.
James did a hat job for a pig health company, then hates Charmin.
Aerial strike typo?
Plus, we have another winner, so listen to the end and find out who it is. All this and more on this episode of That Story Show.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
This episode is brought to you by our patrons like Stephanie Gorby, Sydney, and TC, who support the show via Patreon. Get more content, ad-free listening, swag, and more. Visit support.thatstoryshow.com to get started.
Hey there, this is JD from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to That Story Show.
Hey! This is That Story Show, people.
Hallelujah!
You're watching?
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew into this lady's house. I left her some guano.
Hey, podcast people, this is That Story Show, the show that puts your real-life stories into the spotlight. It's episode 439, brought to you the week of March 2nd, 2023. Hi, I'm your host. My name is James Kennison, spelled K-E-N-N-I-I-O-O-S-S-N. And my good friend is here.
I'm John Steinklauber. It's spelled with a Stein and a Klauber at the end.
Yeah.
It's German. Hey, James, you know what? My doctor a couple years ago, he said that I was losing my hearing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But you know what? I haven't heard from him since.
Oh, yeah. That's good, though. It's good.
Yeah.
How's life treating you, man?
It's good. It's good. How's it going for you?
It's all right. I definitely have gotten over the, what do they call it? The honeymoon phase of my job.
The honeymoon.
You know, because for those that may not know, I design hats for a living. And yeah, you would think that would just be a bubble full of monkeys. Okay, I'll just say that because that's the only thing that came to mind. Early onset Alzheimer's is what that was, but a barrel of monkeys, and it is, but there's a lot to it, and there are regular performance reviews, including the quantity of work that you produce, so you're judged on how many hat designs you get done every day, and also the quality of what is produced, which seem to be in direct opposition to each other, because you can either be fast or you can be creative. So you can have quantity or quality, but I'm supposed to have to somehow find the balance between the two. And that's a little stressful for me.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It just feels weird, you know, and it's hilarious in a way because I want to quit. So
I love this. I'm ready to go.
We always open with a story, and this is called The Potentially Pernicious Prank, from Amy Legia from San Antonio, Texas. My husband and I were still newlyweds. I love playing pranks on him, and I still do. I would usually get home from work after him, but this particular day I arrived before he did, and I hear his car driving up the driveway, and I decided to go to our bedroom and hide. He walks in the house, turns on the TV, puts his keys on the counter. I can hear all these things, and I know what's happening. And he walks back outside, so I ran to the living room and turned off the TV and ran back and hid in the bedroom. I hear him coming back in, and he says in a loud voice, "Hello?" At this point, I'm under the covers in the bed, dressed in all black, trying not to laugh. Then he tells me later that he grabbed a butcher knife and began walking towards the back of the house. He's going to kill his wife on accident. That's what's going to happen. While I am having the time of my life, not knowing I was about to get stabbed by the love of my life, he decides to call me. He calls her on the phone, tells her not to come in the house when she gets home because he knows there's somebody in the house. Of course, I forgot to turn off my phone, so when he called, it rang right in the bedroom. And thank God it did, because if it had been turned off, I might have been seriously hurt or maybe dead. Skull face, yikes. LOL. I got him, though. I got him good. And that's always a win in my book. Amy Lee Jiff from San Antonio, Texas.
That's great.
I love the spin on the classic scare the crap out of somebody's story. I love scare the crap out of somebody's stories. But if there's a potential for death, that just ups the...
It ramps it up, huh?
Yeah, it does. It takes it to the next level. I don't know if you could do that with a knock-knock joke. You know, there's certain types of stories, but could you do that with a knock-knock joke? Hello? You know, knock-knock, who's there? Death?
Who's there? Death who?
Death leopard? I don't know. I don't know what it would be.
I almost died laughing from that.
I almost died. I'm dying out here. Death is all over the place. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. I hope you enjoyed that story. It's time for us to rewind the week. Rewinding. All right. Mine's stupid as usual. This is a segment where we take the last 7 days or so and find something even slightly humorous about it. I was at a restaurant with my wife, and we go out twice a week.
Twice a week.
Yes, we do. It's not always somewhere fancy. It's not always a real date. You know, sometimes it involves going to the grocery store on the way there or the way home, you know, so it's a married person date, but we do it to make up for all the weeks and months and years that we didn't have. We had children, you know, and it was a big ordeal to go out, you know,
try and get out. Yeah.
And now that kids are 15 and my son just turned 15 and 18, it's a lot cheaper to find somebody to watch them. So anyway, I just hire a homeless guy.
They can feed themselves.
Yeah. I find somebody out by the dumpsters in the back and you know, hey, would you mind sitting in the house?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. I do it all the time looking through your windows. I guess I can come in and see.
I'm supposed to keep a 500 yard radius, but, okay, if you say so.
But anyway, I don't know how I got off on that, but we were at a restaurant having a date, and we were sitting right under a vent, and it was cold. It was cold, and the air was cold. And I'm like, I'm talking to my wife about it, and I'm kind of doing the old thing, old person thing, because I'm complaining, you know, and I point up I said, the vent's right there. And we were at a Thai food restaurant, and so a very nice young Asian man comes up with his hands together, his head just a little hunched over, you know, just like some of the waiters do, you know, like, oh gosh, there's something. And he says, yes, sir, can I help you? He goes, oh, no. He thought I raised my finger to call him over. I was horrified. I was like, no, I didn't do it. I would never. I'm not that guy. I'm not that dude.
Excuse me, sir. Could you come over this way, please?
Yeah. Like I would do that. I'm the guy that loudly shakes the ice in my empty glass. I'm
That's
not
how you get their attention.
The finger guy. Yeah. So
not the finger guy.
I put my hand over the lid of the cup and rattle it like I'm freaking mixing a drink. You know, I don't know what kind of drink, but. A martini.
Excuse me, it's empty. Cup's empty, bro.
Yeah. So anyway, that was all it was. I gave the finger to the waiter. So,
well, after our last episode, I guess
it was a nice finger, though. I hate that he thought that I was calling him over. It was the worst. So
yeah,
I just felt like a male Karen. Do they have a name for a male Karen?
I don't know. Is it a Chad or
I've heard Chad, but I only hear that with gamers mostly. And Chad's supposed to be like an epic thing, I think.
So. Okay. Kyle?
Is that
JD saying Kyle is
Kyle. Okay. Character. Everybody in the chat room saying Kyle. So,
yeah.
By the way, you can join us in the chat room every Thursday at 5 p.m. Central through our Discord. And you can find out about our Discord by going to nlcast.com and click on community. And join our Patreon and all that good stuff, too. It's great. But right now we're talking about Discord. Discord's fun. So, Johnny, what do you have for us today, sir?
I got a great story here. It's terrible as usual. I feel like you're always saying yours is terrible, but they're never terrible.
So look, my whole story was I pointed at a dude on accident. So
yeah, but you made it so great when you told it. My son Johnny, my oldest, he's at the phase in life, which I guess maybe it's a little late. Some kids get into it earlier, but he cares about.
Oh, I thought certain clothing items. I'm sorry.
What?
I thought he was teething. I mean, some kids get into that phase. Is he finally growing teeth? Okay, sorry. No. What was he doing? I won't interrupt again. I promise.
You're welcome to interject.
Okay.
He cares about shoes now.
Oh.
And it's not like he's collecting a lot of them, but he asked for a very nice pair of Jordans for his birthday, and so we got them. Oh. And they're a bit unique.
Yeah.
They look almost like they would be Lakers colors because they're purple and they've got gold, not gold, but yellow on them. But, you know, the gold yellow, not, you know, shiny metallic looking gold.
Right.
Anyway, so he got them. They're really nice looking. They're good looking shoes. And he would wear them to school. He only wears them like when he's not going to get them messy, you know,
right.
Because he cares about them. Those are his shoes now. And he's not like trendy fashion kind of guy. He just wears what he's comfortable with, and he likes these shoes. Anyways, people kept asking him if they were Lakers shoes. He's like, no, they're not Lakers shoes. They're just Jordans. And finally, he's like, I want to change the laces out because it had black laces. And so he wanted to get something kind of cool. So
something fresh.
He got something fresh. He got some green laces.
Okay.
Some nice kind of green laces. So they kind of look like Joker shoes now. You know how the Joker's
got the purple and the green,
and
yeah.
Green and a little bit of yellow in there. So they look really cool. And so that I think was his intention, is to kind of go with these Joker-like shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wears them to school yesterday. And one of the teachers says, oh, those are nice shoes. Are those for Mardi Gras?
Oh.
He's like, he says, no, why do people keep saying that? Because he doesn't know that Mardi Gras, and he doesn't know all about that stuff,
right.
And the colors and all that stuff. And so so he's like, why do people keep saying that? So he gets home, and he's relaying his story to the family, you know, and he keeps mentioning it. And then James pipes up. He says, who is Mardi Gras?
Kids are a little sheltered, John.
Yeah, I guess, it's okay. Well, you know, kind of homeschool. So
yeah. Who's Mardi Gras? So,
yeah, who's Mardi Gras?
Well, he was the guy on Back to the Future, Back in Time, Future.
Marty McGraw, it's one of those. Who's Mardi Gras? So yeah, that was fun. Anyway, so his shoes looks awesome, but he's talking about maybe kind of getting somebody who can artistically write ha ha down.
Okay,
on the shoes
to make it obvious. Yeah.
Yeah, make it super obvious.
I gotcha. My kids have been into shoes for years because they're city kids, man.
Yeah.
And when they put in public schools, when they started the uniform code, the only way you could express yourself was suddenly your shoes. And so for inner city kids, shoes are everything. And it started primarily, I mean, it's been a while, ever since there's been basketball shoes, there's been interest in really cool shoes. But as far as, anyway, they're huge. And so my kids have picked up on that, and they've had fly shoes. I don't even know if that's the way you say it, but they have shoes that they will buy with their own money that they've made and not wear them.
Oh.
Yeah, they put them on a shelf. My daughter has shoes that she puts on a shelf. And they walk funny in them because they can't crease them. You can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny doesn't want to crease the top.
So right.
He went and he tried to buy these like crease protectors.
Exactly. That's what I was getting to. These plastic wafers that you put in on top of your toes to keep you from bending your foot when you walk. So you have to walk like a daggum duck. So,
yeah. Anyway. And don't want to scuff the bottoms of them at all. Cause you know, that really reduces the resale value on your shoes.
Yeah. Who'd have thought?
Have you seen some of those shoes? You can like buy them and put them away for a few years and somebody years later will buy them for twice as
much. I actually have a pair of shoes that I'm planning on doing that with.
Really?
Yeah, I have some Buzz Lightyear Vans, leather Vans that I bought two pair, one to wear, one to keep. And they're just sitting
I thought you
there.
Said two pair of underwear at first.
Two pair of underwear.
One to wear and one to keep.
I did that with Buzz underwear too. I have Buzz boxers and one I wore to tatters, and one pair are brand new, screen printed, just like it came off the assembly line. So
you have one that went to infinity, and the other one that went to beyond.
Beyond its Call of Duty, yes, yes, it did. It's Call of Duty.
Oh.
Oh man, okay, it's time for us to tell some jokes. How you like that new sound?
I like it. And I like that, since we never talked about it, I like that bumper that we had at the beginning from the guy from, where was that, New Mexico?
J.D. Sutter, yeah.
J.D.?
Yeah. Okay, so I found out my toaster wasn't waterproof. I was shocked.
Oh, gosh.
If a bull comes into your house trying to sell you a red cape, do not buy it. He always charges too much.
I like that one.
I told my date to meet me at the gym, but she never showed. That's when I knew we weren't going to work out.
She charges too much.
Yeah, yeah. Yet he still wanted to go on a date with her.
He likes to bet.
You like those old jokes, don't you? Where do rainbows go when they are bad? To prism. But it's a light sentence. And last but not least, I don't always tell Titanic jokes, but when I do, it's to break the ice. And that was our joke segment for today.
Hurt my heart.
Oh, yeah. Is it too soon for Titanic jokes? Is it too soon?
I don't know. I watched it a long time ago, so I.
so that's when it happened for you. Was 20 years ago when it came out. Yeah.
I just realized that what's his face wasn't really on the Titanic. It was Leonardo DiCaprio.
He didn't go down with the Titanic. It was he didn't do it. Wasn't real. So anyway, we have something I like to call the laughs from the past. We do this every now and then. And today it is brought to us by YouTube. I can't remember who sent it in, and that's terrible. It's somebody wonderful and amazing took a bunch. Okay, when I was a YouTuber for like 2 months. I would stream. playing Minecraft, and I would sing. I would just find myself singing songs, and it was Mixeroni. Good. Mixeroni's in the chat room today. He's the one that he took all of the songs that I sang, put them together with music and announcements, and made it into a greatest hits compilation. And it sounds a little something like this.
And I can't fight this lava anymore.
Imagine. Owning the world's greatest songs.
I started fighting for.
By the greatest voice in our generation.
When I hold you in my arms.
In a once in a lifetime collection.
Lava in the morning, lava in the evening, lava at summertime. When you got lava on a bagel, you can have pizza.
NLCast presents the ultimate James Kennison collection.
I can't fight this feeling inside of me.
78,000 beautiful songs. by our favorite artist.
Turn it up. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Get the ultimate collection on two tapes for the low cost of $33.99.
Such a bad singer.
Is that Britney Spears?
Yeah.
But wait, use your credit card and we'll take $10 off. That's right, use your credit card and you'll get 2 8 tracks for only
$23.99. Price keeps changing.
Ooh, well, you know I'm yours. Ooh, ooh, and you know you're mine.
This is why YouTube ooh, didn't work out. So I wouldn't shut up.
I look just like Buddy Holly. Oh, and you marry Tyler Moore. I don't care what they say about us anyway.
You know all the words.
I don't care.
Who could forget
that.
Hits like
everybody?
Nobody's perfect.
Everybody has those days. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Everybody gets that way. Sometimes I'm in a jam. I gotta make a plan.
It might sound crazy. I do it anyway.
That's the sound of
chain
the
gang.
Working on the chain. Ooh, gang. Yeah,
yeah. Ah.
That's the sound of me. Working on the chain. Gang.
Tom's Diner.
Your daddy, they were both being charming and filled it only halfway full. And before I could even argue, I was sitting at the counter and he said he poured the milk.
Sweet dreams are made of
these. The world and the seven seas. Everybody
just keeps going
for something. Some of them wanted to.
Did he put the music in the background?
Yes.
Some of them.
This was all a cappella stuff originally.
Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them.
It's crazy
because
some of it's in tune.
It's some, like, I couldn't tell if you were singing to
the monkey chicken dance.
Oh, those chickens. Ooh, they seem so happy.
It's original.
Oh, won't you please teach me? Won't you please teach me? You will?
Cool!
The monkeys and the chickens taught me their little dance. Now every time I do it, everybody claps. I'm glad that I can do it, but now they clap for me, cause I can do the monkey chicken dance, you see.
Isn't that best of James Kinison? The kids will love it. You know what the kids are into these days.
All right, that's it, finally. Thank you so much, Mick Cerrone, for putting that together for us. We appreciate
it. Well done.
Oh, my goodness. So a little blast from the past.
Find a way to put that on the make that its own thing.
Yeah, its own podcast. We should start a podcast where we just discuss that.
I'm saying like that, the link to that file.
Oh,
I don't know. Yeah, just like, hey, you download this and you
I was
can
really
have
excited about starting
iPod.
A new show, but if you that's all you want to do is just link to it.
Well, let's do a show. I mean, I'll be happy to sing along with
that's,
you.
That's what I can do. I can do a show. I'll just start a new podcast and it'll be about
there you go.
Me singing. Like, name a song and I'll sing it for you.
Okay. Du Hast.
Huh?
Yeah, Du Hast.
I don't know that one.
From Rammstein.
Oh.
It's
no.
It's it was on
try
on the Matrix. The first one.
Oh,
Du Hast. Du Hast mich.
Try a different one. Like one
okay.
that people would know.
A Take on Me. Uh-huh.
Okay. Da na 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 da 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 na 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 I'm in a way. Don't have much. Got to say, I'll say it anyway. Today is not my day to find you. Shying away.
Shying away.
I'll be under your love. Okay. Take on me. Take me on. I'll be gone in a day. There we go.
All right.
Yeah, I can hit them notes. But anyway.
I was impressed because I always go flat whenever I try to hit that high note. I can't get there.
That's all right. That's all right. I'm
Unless
glad.
I start the song out super low.
Super low. Super low. Oh, man. Super I love low. It. Let's do some listener stories, okay?
Okay. Are you going to sing them?
First, a word from our sponsors.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No, I'm not going to sing them. I do want to mention before we get started, this is part of our weekly story contest for the next 2 months. $50 prize to the top story each week. We just need you to submit your stories at nlcast.com. Stories via email or voicemail are not being considered at this time, but we'll see what we can do about that. And we don't know yet. We're just winging it. But our heart is we want to give somebody $50 for the great story. So get your story in.
50 smackaroos.
At nlcast.com. Submit.thatstoryshow.com if you can remember that. This is called Grumpy Cat, and it's pretty gross. Bill from Indiana writes in, this story is from 23 years ago when my wife and I were just dating. We were both in college at that time. She was living in a small apartment off campus, and she would typically have lunch. We would have lunch at her apartment between classes and spend some time together. And we'd both work jobs after the day's classes were over. So this gives us time to catch up during the week. It was a tiny apartment she shared with her cat, Sophie. Okay.
Oh, that's a big girl name. So, I mean, not a big girl. I mean, just mean it's a grown-up girl name.
It's okay. Sophie. It's a cat. I don't think nobody's going to be upset about that. Unless your name is Sophie, John just called you fat. Lunch date was over, I needed to pee before we left for class. And as I entered the bathroom, I closed the door behind me. I began the process of answering nature's call.
Hello?
As I stood there mid-flow, I heard the door pop open behind me. And quickly, the cat jumped on the edge of the tub watching me. Doing what I do. The door obviously hadn't latched, and the cat wanted to investigate what he was hearing in the tiny bathroom. I started to panic, not knowing what this curious little cat might do next. She was watching intently as the water was splashing into the bowl. What happened next would have to be seen to be believed. I could sense the cat was leaning forward to make a move. I managed to finish and reach for the toilet seat lid and close it right as I finished. But as I was dropping down the seat and the cat jumped into the toilet, the lid closed onto the cat as she landed on the edge of the bowl, causing her to fall inside. Just like that, the cat was in the closed toilet doing the backstroke in a fresh pool of pee.
No, you just leave the lid down and flush. That will wash the cat off and everything will be fine.
No, it'll wash the cat away. That's the thing. It'll even make it better down that hole. It'll go.
Nah, it won't fit. It won't fit.
That is how I've heard you clean a cat, is you just throw them in there and flush the toilet a few times. They just kind of agitate
throw some
themselves.
Soap in there. It's like a, yeah. You'd be running around trying to get out. Don't ever do that, just in case you think I'm serious.
That's you can, it. Though, if you want, said James. I flew the lid back open and grabbed the cat by the scruff of the neck and raised her out of the toilet. He's a braver man than I. She was not happy. Water and pee were splashing everywhere as she flailed about. I couldn't drop her on the floor. She'd take the pee soak and take it around the apartment. What could I do? The only thing I could think of was to put her into the tub. She was trying very hard to get away from me, which made it very hard to contain her. I flew the tub faucet and forced the cat under the water to wash off the urine. She did not like this either. Fellas, I tell you, I exercised the demons out of that cat trying to get her cleaned
up.
That's right. This all took place in a matter of a few seconds. Picture my wife's face as she raced into the doorway and in the bathroom after hearing all the commotion. She's like, "What are you doing? The cat jumped in the toilet as I went pee." I quickly retorted. She grabbed a bath towel and bundled up Sophie. "Well, you poor thing," and whisked her out of the room. What did he do to you? Tell me all about it, Sophie, you fat pig. Once all that commotion settled down, I made an assessment of the situation. Pee water was splashed all over the place. The floor was soaked with the tub water from the cats flailing about, and then there was bonus material. Because as the water drained out of the tub, I noticed a couple logs drifting toward the drain. Yeah, amongst all the trauma, I literally scared the crap out of the cat.
The cat was trying to jump in the toilet so it could go.
Yeah. Yeah. See, when I first read this story, I thought the cat was just going to reach out and swat the stream, you know, and that was going to be bad. This is worse. This is so much worse.
into the toilet.
I'm surprised my wife didn't call off the relationship after that chaotic event. I'm happy to state we've been happily married for over 20 years now with no new pee cat trauma to report. Things were a little awkward between me and the cat for a long time, though, after that.
I guess so.
Because you marked your territory. That's why.
I'm not going to be able to get anywhere in this family.
Yeah, in animal language, you own her now forever.
Yeah. Yep.
Hope you like reading my story and hope you have a happy day. Bill from Indiana. So there you go. That's a good story. You know, it's a little disturbing, but it's a good story.
Cat toilet.
Yeah.
That was a real catastrophe. Why did I even say that? I'm sorry.
I don't know. You know, it's a comedy podcast. You try. There's hits.
I try.
There's swings and misses. There's, you know, mostly attempts at humor. And I don't know that we always make it there, but we try. We try.
Yeah.
And I think
try
that's
to keep
the
it clean.
Thing.
That one went straight to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's true. We did say crap, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry, people who get easily offended. But I kind of say crap a lot on purpose so that people that do get easily offended will turn off the show and will never come back. So,
crap.
Uh-huh, exactly.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no,
crap is one of my favorite words.
It is. It is a great word. And we were recently invited to be distributed on a new Christian social media network. And I signed us up for it.
Really?
But before I did, I said, "Listen, we are Christians. We're actually pastors and stuff, or former pastors. But we're clean, but we say crap and shoot and dang. And, you know, we talk about poop and farts and stuff like that. I don't want a bunch of Joel Osteeners coming down on us because I rebuke you in the name of Jesus."
We're going to have demons couched out of us. Oh, man.
Demons of crap.
So I told him, literally, listen to my show and then tell me that we belong with you guys. And he did. He actually had him and a coworker or a co-producer or whatever listen. And they said, "Look, we're planning on putting some stuff in that not everybody's going to agree with. You guys are going to be a great fit." And so I'm very excited about that.
Oh, okay, then.
So, Nothing to worry about.
Congrats to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was not how I thought that sentence was going to finish. No. I thought you'd say, we're going to put some stuff that people aren't going to agree with. You're going to be perfect.
You're going to be the least of our worries. Yeah. No.
Well, if you're listening in the future, welcome.
Yeah, you know, welcome listeners to the show. Holy crap. Yeah. So.
It's not really holy.
Oh, man.
Okay. Well, I got a story here from Abigail. This is an internet emergency. Mm. And this was almost my weekly update because yesterday I made a change to the DNS for our facility here. Mm. And everybody lost internet.
Oh, no.
A little bit. I broke the internet, y'all. So I know how this feels. But I fixed it.
Good.
I didn't have to tell you that it was my fault that didn't work, but
I'm glad you came clean, though, John.
I came clean, and the five people that listened to the show from the school, now you know yesterday's incident was me. Oh. Anyways, this is a different internet emergency. The story takes place during a high flex math class that I was taking, says Abigail. High flex means that students can choose to either can either come to class in person or join the class via Zoom. James, what would your option be?
I would say change the name because High Flex sounds like a place that you would buy groceries and work out at the same time.
It does. High Flex. What you up to, man? I'll just go to High Flex, bro.
Gonna get some protein shakes and work out and do some curls and some shoes and some burpees. And
that's right.
Some burpees. So, anyway.
Yeah. Well, the professor, I'll call her Professor Lucy, Abigail. Professor Lucy was giving a lecture on percentages when one of the students on Zoom interrupted. Oh, your connection is really bad, the student explained, and that the connection had been bad for previous classes, many of them, in fact. But it was especially bad that day. Mm. The other students in Zoom, they all agreed. And side note here, Professor Lucy has a British accent, so I've been given permission from Abigail to read it as such.
Awesome.
So here is my terrible interpretation of her voice. So Professor Lucy says, I could get IT in here and try to figure out what's going on, she offered. I'll call them right away. A few seconds of silence followed, and this is what they heard. Hello, this is Professor Lucy in room C13. C130, that is, in fact, indeed. My students at home in the High Flex room are saying that the class is cutting in and out. And they say it's been like this all semester. Then there's a brief pause. The Zoom meeting is cutting in and out with them. I don't know what to do. Another pause. I pushed the button on the phone. Okay, I'll try again. I'm sorry. And then Professor Lucy hung up and said, laughing, oh, I just called the police. That was great. In fact, I loved it. she had hit the wrong button on the phone and hadn't even paused before starting into her spiel about the Zoom to the police. The funny thing is that she said, I've done that before, actually. Sorry, Abigail, Professor Lucy. That was great. Awful.
That was fantastic. That's fantastic. Have you ever accidentally called the police?
No,
neither.
But I
would assume that there was a special emergency police call button since she's a teacher. You know, yeah. It makes sense that she would have done it before, but it doesn't make sense that she wouldn't have noticed that she had pushed I would imagine it would be red button. I mean, that's the Batman button. If you have a Batman button, you can't push it accidentally because Batman will come. And then
that's right.
What? And then what?
And if he shows up and there's no emergency, he's going to create an emergency.
That's right. He will batarang you to the face, and he will make you take care of Robin, change his diapers and stuff. So it's messed up.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I would assume that it was the campus police that she called, and you know they probably don't get a lot of calls, hopefully, at that university or school or whatever. And so they answer the phone. And they're like, oh, hello, hello, yes. And she goes into the spiel about the, you know, my Zoom meeting is not working.
Well, have you tried turning it on and off again?
Yeah. Hello, IT. Have you tried turning it off and on again? Are you certain it's turned on?
Oh, yeah.
Favorite lines ever.
I used to love that line from IT Crowd until I started working in an office on a computer. And rebooting is a pain in the butt because you have everything open, everything's set up, all your windows are where you need them, and then something doesn't work anymore and you can't just restart it. You have to restart the entire Mac. And
yeah, well,
the entire Mac. It's a Mac problem. Anyway, Pop says Mac. Stop. Julia V says, a year or so ago, my dad was teaching me to drive. I was homeschooled, by the way.
So where does your son go to school?
It was one of the first times I was behind the wheel and we were in a large empty parking lot. Our focus that day was on the brakes. My dad was teaching me how to ease onto the brakes to stop instead of the abrupt jolting stops that I was known for. At one point, my dad had me driving slowly along when another car began heading toward us in the other direction, naturally on their side of the road. I had never driven, though, with another person nearby, and I found myself veering too far to the right, afraid of the other driver. And my dad shouted, stop! And I thought that was the perfect opportunity to practice easing on the brake instead of stopping abruptly. But it turns out that my dad wanted me to stop abruptly, jolts and all, because there was a short yellow pole I hadn't seen that he could see quite clearly, and I didn't stop immediately, and therefore I gently and slowly ran into the pole.
Oh, no.
I didn't even feel it. Now, thanks to me, there's a sizable dent in the front of the car of our Chevy Suburban, Julia V.
Oh, Julia. Oh, so sorry.
It's awesome. So awesome.
It's a little reminder every time you go out to wash a car that I did that.
My wife called me when we were dating, and she calls me. She's like, you got to come save me. I'm like, what's going on? I pulled the van up onto a pole. You know those poles that they have outside of gas stations, around gas stations to keep you from hitting the gas? She had pulled the van up on the side of one of those, and she's like, I don't want to make it worse, and I'm afraid to pull off. And I'm like, okay. So I grabbed my sister's bicycle. It was the only thing I had. And I rode down the street in St. Mary's. This was in St. Mary's. And I went to the gas station, and I surveyed the situation, and I figured out the best way to turn was to actually go backwards and turn the wheel the opposite direction, which I did. And then we threw the bike in the back of the van, and we start driving home, and everything's fine. But then her freaking parents pass us on the highway going the other way, and they've got devil eyes looking at me like, what is he doing without permission with our daughter? Little did they know that was the least of their worries. I was there as a Christ figure. I was there to save, seeking to save that which was lost. Amen. And so there was no worries. It was just that, you know, she had kind of run up on a pole and squished the sliding door. And it never quite worked right after that. So
no.
It was an ugly van, too. It was one of those ones that looks like a moon vehicle. Do you know what I'm talking about? It was like a Toyota something.
I was thinking the Chevy Astro.
It was something like that, but it had the engine under your seats in the front.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Shaped like 80s Epcot, you know?
Yep. Such a good description. 80s Epcot. I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, like the front wheels are like straight up under your front seat.
Yeah, and if you got in an accident, it would just pin you between the car and the motor. The motor would just crush you to death. It was terrible. It was an ugly vehicle. But anyway, it was uglier once she ran it up on that pole.
She did it a favor, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I got a story here from Eric. This is a mocha mistake. I got a gift card for Starbucks, and I decided to use it one morning. I'm not a coffee person. I like the smell, but to me, it tastes gross.
Absolutely. I'm the same way. I'm the same way. I love the smell of coffee. Love it. Love it. Love it. Hate it. Nasty.
Well, I know I'm missing out. I love it.
I've tried.
Yeah. It's okay. No judgment here. It may be better for you that you're not addicted to the caffeine that it brings about. Mm. I don't know. But Eric had the Starbucks app, and he wanted to try out their hot chocolate. And when I clicked on it, it didn't just add it to the order. It took me to a screen with a bunch of options.
Oh, gosh.
It said it had 3 pumps of mocha sauce and some other stuff that sounded too much like coffee, so I took them off of my drink. I went in to pick up my drink and went back to my car to consume the deliciousness, hot chocolate. Yeah. And after a few minutes, I thought it would be probably cool enough to drink it down. So I took a sip and it tasted like milk. And I took the lid off because I was going to mix it up more. And it was milk. Turns out that all the mocha stuff that sounded to me like coffee was the chocolate that changed the milk into hot chocolate. So that's how I used $4 to buy hot milk.
Hot milk.
I hope it makes it on the show. Eric.
Oh, thanks. Eric. Thanks, man. Thanks for the story.
Oh, man. I ain't going to lie. I feel like I've done something similar before.
I could easily do that. If I had read the word mocha, to me, mocha means it's chocolate, but surprise, it's coffee.
Yeah. It's mocha. Mocha grande.
Yeah.
You know what? Remember that, I think it was a Hardee's out there in St. Mary's, right at the intersection where the Hardee's, Walmart was and stuff? Okay. So I went through the drive-thru once. And I was like, hey, I want a cheeseburger with nothing on it.
Mm.
Cheeseburger with nothing on it. I didn't want any ketchup, pickles. I didn't want any.
No condiments. Nothing. No extras. No veggies.
Yeah. Guess what they gave me?
Pieces of bread.
No. They gave me a hamburger.
With no cheese?
With no cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
I want a cheeseburger with nothing on it. They didn't put the cheese on it. It's like,
yeah.
Guys are
that's the first
so
question
smart.
Yeah, it's not a cheeseburger unless there's cheese on it.
Right.
Yeah, I always order my stuff plain with ketchup, and I wonder if people hate me the way I order because
with ketchup.
I'm tired of saying I don't want lettuce, I don't want tomato, I don't want onions, I don't want, you know, any of these kind of things. I just want cheese, a burger, and some ketchup on it. So I say plain with ketchup. And I don't know. Do they hate me? Do they hit the plain button and then they have to unplane it and then remove all the extras and just leave ketchup? Or do they? I don't know what they do, but that's how I do it. That's how
they
I do
give
it.
You a cup of hot milk. That's what they do.
I've never had hot milk. On old movies, they tell you to drink it if you're sleepy. You know, and it'll make, or if you're having a trouble sleeping, drink some warm milk and it'll put you to sleep. You know why?
Yuck. Why?
Because it's supposed to simulate your mom. I don't know how else to say it.
No, it's
not. Yes, it is. It's warm milk.
No.
Yes.
Please, no.
Yes. It's an old wives' tale. It ain't helping you sleep. It's making you remember when you was a baby.
I've never heard that before.
It's true. I didn't hear it either. I thought it up myself.
Oh.
It makes sense. Great. Where else would that come from?
I don't know.
Because they would give it to you as a baby from its natural source. And then when you were weaned, they might give you warm milk to help simulate the activity, and then as you grow, you start to associate warm milk with sleep.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I refuse. I've never drank. Well, I mean, I guess at some point in my life, I have had warm milk.
Ah!
As a grown up.
I like Mixeroni in the chat room says the Christian Podcast Network's going to love this part.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll all ban warm milk now.
Oh,
everybody just ban it.
Feeding. I can't say the word. Feeding is very hot topic with Christians. So, you know, being all natural and everything. So they'll just love it. They'll love that I represented. So
there you go.
I just beat my chest.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. This is called Beef Bag, and it's from Mark in Northern Ireland.
Sweet.
I know, right? We're just all over the place. Many years ago, I went to a church youth weekend. An activity or challenge on that weekend was to go to the local town and buy something for a pound. I'm from the UK. One of the groups went to the butcher's and bought a liver in a bag. So how much does a liver in a bag cost, John?
A pound.
I can't remember the reason for this challenge, but the important thing was that when we were to return home from the weekend, the liver in the bag had not been disposed of. And a friend decided that the liver in the bag should be placed on top of a cupboard in the dining room of the hostel that we were staying in. It'll be funny, he said. Someone will find it in a few weeks. There's no harm to be done. So the following year, we returned to the same hostel for another youth weekend, and it took until Saturday afternoon until we remembered the previous leader's liver in a bag, and behold, it was still on top of the cupboard!
What?
We spent 24 hours putting the bag in people's beds and bags and using it for a lot of harmless fun. And when we were to return home, the liver in a bag still had not been disposed of. A friend decided that the liver should be placed in Tim's bag. It'll be funny, he said. Tim will go home, unpack his bag, find the liver. There'll be no harm done. I feel like we're being set up for something here. No harm done.
Yeah, this is about to get bad.
Tim did get home with the liver in his bag. However, when he returned, he did not unpack his bag. He left his room. He left the house. And on returning, he noticed a year-old liver-type smell and a year-old liver-type stain on the carpet. He also noticed that his dog had a bag with blood dripping out of his mouth.
No.
His dog had found the liver first and ensured it traveled throughout the house. Needless to say, no. Tim's parents were not pleased, and there was a hefty bill for new curtains and new carpet. Goodness new gracious. Too? No harm will be done. No, wait. Ukulele. There'll be no harm done. Harm.
No harm done.
No harm. Please dispose of your year-old livers with care, says Mark in Northern Ireland.
Oh, no.
The year-old liver.
Liver
in a bag. Leave it alone.
Why was it left on top of the hostel?
Oh, it'll be fine. No harm done. No harm. So, anyway.
Are you from the past?
Have you ever left a liver in a bag, John?
No. I haven't even left a liver on my plate.
I will tell you this. The other day, I was eating ham out of a bag. It was sliced, you know, deli sliced. And it was a little slippery. More slippery than I remember ham supposed to be. But it didn't smell bad. And I put it on my sandwich and I ate it. And I was like, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have had done that. Because that was some slippery ham, dude. Slippery ham.
Slippery ham?
Yeah. Don't ever eat slippery ham, boys and girls. Yeah.
Dispose of your livers in bags.
Yeah, nothing happened. Like, please. I didn't throw up. I didn't get sick. At least I remember. But I was like, I'm throwing that slippery ham away. It's not supposed
Should
to be.
Should have fed it to the dogs. They would have appreciated it.
I mean, what was that slippery made of? You know? I don't know. Right. I did a hat for a company today that...
It's called slippery ham.
No, but they make medicine for pigs.
Pig medicine.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I went to their website to get a feel for their colors and what they how they represent themselves and all this. And their slogan was something to the effect of, you know, we're motivated by prevention. And basically that in their theme, okay. their name, you know, their official name, I can't remember what it was, and I wouldn't use it if I could, led me to believe that pigs are just disease-ridden, bug-ridden, nasty things because they apparently need a whole company devoted to preventing something. God knows what, but slippery ham is just the beginning of it, folks. Slippery ham. Yeah, it was something about their food. They this company takes care of helping with their food, helps them not die before they're supposed to. So pig farming, man. It's
people wonder why some people become vegetarian and vegan.
Or there's a lot of folks in the city that won't eat pork. Like they just won't do it. They'll eat anything else, but they don't eat pork. And I'm about to be on that plate with them.
Especially after making hats.
Not only are they doing this work, now they want to kind of share what they're doing. Like, okay, I'll give it, for instance, if I was in charge of, my company was in charge of taking care of pig poop, okay?
Uh-huh.
And that was my job. We processed it. We returned it to the environment. We made fertilizer out of it. Whatever it is, You know, right. we went to the again. We went and we scooped up mud and you know, hopefully a pig didn't slip in there. And we process it and we put it out. That's fine. That's a great job. But the minute I start advertising and buying Super Bowl time, there's just some companies we don't need to promote. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wonder why toilet paper companies bother, you know? I guess it's to out toilet paper the other companies.
That's right.
Because it's
we
like
want to be the best toilet paper.
Like we're going to stop buying just because the Bears aren't on the TV. I hate those Bears, by the way. I associate them with little nuggets of poop hanging off their freaking hairy butts. That's their whole thing.
I don't use Charmin for that because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And there used to be, I don't know if there's any more, but I think it was Charmin. Back in the day, they used to put children's faces on the packaging.
Was that right?
Yeah.
I just remember the old dude squeezing the Charmin.
Yeah. No, I don't know if it was Charmin or what, but they'd put children's faces on there. And I always wondered if racists would pick out the black children to buy.
What?
Well, it was multiracial packaging. And there would be a nice little white boy and a nice little black girl and a nice little redheaded girl, a little Asian guy. And I'm just like, I was teasing this lady that came up. I was like, you need to buy this kind because it's for from your people. And she says, I buy the white baby kind. There it is. Emmy Lou put it up in the chat room. See the baby?
I totally forgot about that. Yeah. I totally forgot about
it. Put children on the front of toilet paper. I don't know what they were thinking back then. I don't know. Anyway, we got a pretty long one, so I better get into it. Brandon writes the thing called Punger Plus. And it's like Windows Plus back in the day, Windows 95 Plus. Okay, long time listener here. I grew up listening to your show with my siblings, and now I'm a father. Oh my gosh, John. We're old. I play the car.
Wait a second.
What?
That's breaking my brain a little bit.
Yeah. It's been 17 years, homie.
Man.
It's almost 20. Okay. It's almost 20. I'm a father now, and I play the show in the car with my son. I hope you never stop. Okay. You may eventually regret that when we're just like, hey, welcome to Nobody Listening. Man, my back hurts.
Every episode is the same thing because we forget the stories we just told.
I remember this time when my son had new shoes and they looked like Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras shoes.
My other son said, who's Mardi Gras?
Did you hit record on what?
Oh, yeah. Crap. I forgot to hit record again.
Yeah. So anyway.
Okay, that's us.
Nobody's Listening is an actual chunk of my life, is what he says.
Oh, man.
As adults that's now, awesome. Nobody's Listening in That Story Show is still the one thing that brings me and my siblings together in conversation. That's crazy. Just reminiscing about old episodes from time to time. One day, my older aunt was having a birthday party at my mom's and dad's house. She lives with my parents, and the main bathroom is hers on the regular day to day. When I get to the party that evening, I'm notified that the sink in her bathroom won't drain. So after working for just a bit, I figure that something is caught in the drain trap. When a sink is really clogged up, I usually will use a toilet plunger.
And that will sink?
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. And that will usually get the job done. It's not his house. So I grab my aunt's toilet plunger, which happens to be one of those accordion style plungers, you know, the fancy schmancy ones. Yeah. It sucks water into itself when plunging. And I'd never used one. And let me just say, I hate those things now. It doesn't bode well for the rest of the story. At this point, I have a little centerpiece and I remove that. So it's just a big open hole in the sink. For air to be forced through. I put the plunger over the sinkhole. I pushed it down as hard as I could so I could send that clog out of town. I plunged and I plunged. I gave it all I had because remember, I'm sending this thing out of town. And when I do, instead of forcing air through the main drain pipe, the clog is so bad that something explodes out of that small overflow hole that's in the upper part of your sink, which happens to be looking right at me. And I'm blasted. in the face and shoulders and chest with this dirty brown chunky putrid smelling water all over my arms, chest and neck. Just a few fragments made their way to my face.
Oh, no, not the face.
Count your blessings. I was confused about how that old sink water could be this disgusting. So as I stood there, genuinely bewildered, I had a thought. I didn't know if it came from Satan or if it was my own intuition, but I took the plunger, I held it over the toilet, I shook it vigorously, and there it was, what I hoped I wouldn't see. Poo.
What did he see? No!
Lots and lots of poo.
Nope.
My plunger was fully loaded when I pushed it down over and over again. Once it all clicked as to what had happened and what was all over me, I was instantly filled with anger, depression, disgust, low self-esteem, sick, emotional trauma, all of the things. My mental health plummeted. The room started closing in on me. Honestly, I just wanted to black out and wake up, let it all be a nightmare, but it wasn't. I'm standing at the sink that now looks like someone conducted an anal strike on the doll on the bowl.
Not an anal strike, it says aerial.
Oh. I'm sorry. I know.
Aerial strike. Not
oh
anal
my
strike.
God.
Yeah, although that works. It works, I think.
Oh my goodness gracious. The Christian show is going to love that. Anyway, but there's a birthday party going on the other side of that door, so I couldn't quit now. I grabbed a metal clothes hanger and I went fishing down in the drain. After a while, the expedition caught a nasty one. And what was worse than pulling up a gummy, slimy toothpaste and loogie covered wad of hair? One riddled with, well, poop. It was so nasty, guys, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You need to be. Tears. I got tears. I fixed the sink. I cleaned up the bathroom. I was able to take a shower. I used some of my dad's clothes, and I carried on with the party. Food didn't sound good anymore. I didn't want to touch it anyway. It was hard to sit in the same room with my aunt without getting a little bit angry because it was her poo. Even though she was oblivious to the trap she had set up for me in the bathroom, I still love her. I just don't use her plunger anymore.
No.
Thanks, Brandon. An aerial strike. Aerial.
Aerial strike, yeah.
It wasn't spelled right in my defense. Aerial is A-E-R-I-A-L. So, yeah. Anal strike.
It's a show name, right? Aerial strike.
Yeah. So it's the name of my new novel.
Oh, man.
All right. So.
Brandon, that was...
Appreciate
that was
it.
Great.
Appreciate it, dude. Oh, man. Yeah. I want to thank the folks over at Patreon. It's really cool to have a community of folks over there. If you're not a patron, I would suggest you become one because you get ad-free listening, you get bonus content every single week, and you get access to John and myself like never before. We have communications and we're going to start doing a lot more stuff with patrons, but the Patreon website is a great way to get a hold of us and talk to us and get to know us and ask questions and just kind of cut through some of the waiting time that some folks have to do. So anyway, check us out at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. And consider joining us because we're trying to pay the bills. we want to keep giving money away. So anyway, before we cut out, it's time for us to figure out who is going to win today's contest. Let's talk about it. All right. So we've got our first story was potentially pernicious prank from Amy, where she almost got stabbed. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Grumpy cat.
Dangerous.
Where there's pee water everywhere. I love cat torture stories. So, you know.
You mean cat misfortune stories.
Oh, yeah, that too. Sorry. Sorry. Thank you, John.
I took my cat out back.
John is my balance. He keeps me balanced. Internet emergency was funny because she called the cops. Pop says stop had a place in my heart because it's a dad and daughter story, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, John. And then Mocha Mistake. Homeboy gets milk.
Hot milk, $4.
Beef bag. Loved it. Northern Ireland story. Beef in a bag. Liver in a bag.
Poor Tim.
And then Plunger Plus. Kind of a long story, I think we had the most reactions from that.
Yeah. I like the fact that Brandon was willing to help out his aunt, even though it caused him great distress.
Yeah. And I don't want to promote poop stories. We generally don't do those, but this one was kind of like poop was secondary to the story.
The anal attack was really the aerial assault. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness. So do we agree? Are we going to agree that Plunger Plus is our choice for this week?
Plunger Plus all right. It is.
Brandon, congratulations. You yay. Have just received $50. Hallelujah to you. Let the Holy Ghost flow through
you. You can buy yourself some new clothes.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to wear your
dad's. If anything got on those old ones, you got to get rid of them because you know.
That's right. It belongs to the poop now. Surely you have a funny life story and you want to hear it on the show. Submit your story entry at thatstoryshow.com. Review the show on iTunes because it helps us. And thanks to our patrons for all that you do and for your support. And special thanks to James Spangler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Those are our biggest givers, by the way. That's why we mention them every week. Support the work we do. Get more from your favorite podcast today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this will make a great story for That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Peace out.
Peace.
We got to record that bonus content, John.
Yeah, that's next.
Let's do it.
Teaser for y'all.
Let's do it.
If you're one of our beloved patrons, you get to listen to it.
I didn't mean to say anal strike. I just want to make that clear. Sure.
Yeah. Anal strike. I don't even know what that would mean. So.
Well, in that context, I guess it was that somebody had just pooped in the sink.
Yeah. Aerial strike on the bowl.
Yeah.
The
bowl. It's the same thing.
Blast.
Similar.
Boom. So. Yeah, except one of them is different. Oh, poor cat.
Poor liver. It's left up there for so many years. It's all alone.
Who does that?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.